rose-painted nails to her lips, Amelia glanced over at the client, now staring quizzically from the corner. She held out a staying hand. Sam? No, that's not right. Sam shook his head with hands on hips, his voice back to its naturally congenial tone. I should put the emphasis on this, not on I'm. He cleared his throat, ready to make another attempt. Sam! Amelia put herself in front of him and tried to pull him around to face the visiting client, sitting in a wooden corner chair. Resisting her tug, Sam growled the line again, Bogart personified.
Don't be so rough, honey. I'll get it. Here. Best hope you've got this side of heaven.
He snapped his fingers triumphantly. Yeah, that's it. When does our client arrive? Finally succeeding in turning Sam about face, Amelia held out an exasperated hand. Mr. Weiss is already here. He showed up when we opened. You should try it sometime. His face a glowing red ember of embarrassment, Sam gave a nervous Mickey Mouse chuckle. How'd you like the line, Mr. Weiss? Weiss sat dressed in a sharp charcoal suit with a black pork pie hat resting on his knees. He stood and offered his hand.
I'm not sure what to think, Detective Rockwell, but I understand you have a knack for getting to the bottom of things, and I expected a little eccentricity from a man specializing in returns.
Sam shook the proffered hand firmly. Ghosts make for funny business. About that little performance, you see, I found that folks hiring a private investigator expect a grizzled fellow. Too much Maltese Falcon and Dick Tracy in the minds of John Q. Public. So I have better success securing cases when I meet their expectations. Amelia held her breath and waited to see how the nascent client would respond to her husband's explanation. Weiss turned his head thoughtfully and gave a lopsided smile. I always give the public what they want. It's the same in my business as well. Breathing a sigh of relief, Amelia moved for the door. I'll see if the girls with Rockwell Fiduciary have some coffee brewed and bring some back. Please take a seat, Mr. Weiss.
Thanks, Amelia.
Sam dropped into the rolling chair behind his desk and pointed for Weiss to take one of the two chairs opposite him. You know, my father said the same thing. In fact, he owned the investment business in the rest of this building. Yeah, this used to be his office until I came in and turned it into my own after he died. I'm sorry to hear that. Sam waved the condolences off. Oh, don't be. He came back right away and hasn't really left, no matter how hard we've tried. That sounds like a situation a lot of people would dream of. Considering this for a moment, Sam knocked on his desk and said, Nightmare's a dream, so I suppose you're right. Weiss stared at Sam with a blank uncertainty in his face. Sam chuckled. I'm just kidding around. He's fine in small doses. Getting murdered really seemed to mellow him. Now I can tell from your handshake that you're not a return, Mr. Weiss. Ghosts tend to be a bit more cold and wispy when you try to glad-hand them. That leads me to deduce that you want my help with the more earthly portion of my trade. Call me Hal, please. Weiss pulled his chair closer to the colossal mahogany desk, showing himself ready to talk business. And you're right, this isn't about a return, but I'm afraid it could be if you can't help me fast. Sam tried raising an eyebrow like Amelia, but both of his seemed tied together and went up in tandem. Clue me in on the story. One of my ball players, perhaps the best of the bunch, truth be told, has recently received a number of death threats. Sam sat bolt upright in his chair. You're that, Hal Weiss? Owner and general manager of the Tacoma Tigers?
Yes, that's right.
I knew it. I knew someone would come calling for me eventually. Who scouted me? Someone during the war, I bet. You know, I once struck out Joe DiMaggio in the Army. I had my sergeant try to pull down his pants just before the pitch. But an out's an out, right? Mr. Rockwell, this is swell. Hire me to play so that the death threats target me as the new star player. Keep the other guy safe. You've got yourself a deal. Sam held out his hand, only to pull it back at Weiss's befuddled look. Right, no handshake deals. We'll need a contract. So who's the poor fella getting death threats? It's not Ned Hansen, is it? That was quite a move getting him to sign. I figured he'd play in the Pacific Coast League another season or two. No, Ned is as popular as ever. Native son. The problem is with a rook named J.R. Jones. Colored boy, you understand.
Sam frowned.
Yeah, I do. I wish I didn't, but I do. I've seen him play over at Tiger Park. Junior Jones.